Republicans have vowed to repeal a package of gun control proposals Democrats passed last session. The first bill up, repealing universal background checks and fees.
My constituents in Pueblo sent me here to give a message. They don't like the gun laws. I'm here today on their behalf to ask the members of this committee to vote yes.
That's newly elected Senator George Rivera. He replaced a Democratic Senator, Angela Jaron, who was recalled from office over her support for stricter gun laws. Two other Democrats also lost their jobs last fall, including the former Senate President. Senator Irene Aguilar is a Democrat from Denver. She defends the gun laws, saying universal background checks are working.
And I'm confused as to why you think that this law, which kept guns out of the hands of 104 criminals, should be repealed. Would you that we had given those people guns? Because that's what repealing this law would lead to.
State data shows more than 100 people were denied a gun because of expanded background checks. The new law requires background checks for private sales and firearm transfers. Opponents say it's ineffective and harms responsible gun owners. Here's Republican Ted Harvey of Highlands Ranch.
Are you aware that that is a violation of state statute for me to loan my neighbor a gun for more than 72 hours? There are a number of situations in this bill, as in this current statute, that is burdensome for the residents of the state of Colorado.
Senate Bill 94 would repeal the expanded background checks and fees, and it drew several hundred people to the Capitol. Everyone from gun rights advocates to gun control supporters and victims of gun violence. Megan Sullivan's brother was killed in 2012 in the Aurora Theater shooting.
My family is broken. Birthdays and Christmases and my upcoming wedding will never be complete without my older brother. My brother won't be saved because of the background checks that were enacted last year, but other people can be saved.
Meanwhile, supporters of the repeal say the law won't prevent crime. Daniel Carey is with the National Rifle Association.
The current laws in place here in Colorado are very similar to the background check laws for private transfers in the state of California. These laws have failed to show conclusively any benefit to curbing violent crime and infringe only upon the rights of law-abiding citizens.
And after a nearly seven-hour hearing, the Democratic-controlled State Veterans and Military Affairs Committee struck down the repeal on a party-line vote. Democrats have pledged to defeat other attempts to roll back gun laws. For instance, the GOP plans to try and repeal a ban on high-capacity magazines of more than 15 rounds. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.